Hi, my name is Terry Hall, and I'm the host of Vet Time in America. I'd like to thank you in advance for listening to this exciting and unique program that will change how veterans, their caregivers, and the American population view the care provided to our nation's heroes, our veterans. First, let me state the show is privately owned and is not a part of the Veterans Administration. It is owned and hosted by a Vietnam vet, me, Terry Hall. For the first time, the American taxpayers get to see how their taxes pay for the treatment of our veterans. Pretty cool, isn't it? The show is a combination of entertainment, firsthand information provided by, the expert caregivers of our veterans, doctors, nurses, patient care specialists, directors all the way up the chain of the VA, to include interviews with the acting principal undersecretary of the VA, Dr. Steven Lieberman. It doesn't get better than that. The program, it's so unique that never in the long history of the VA, or for that matter, any medical system, have frontline employees been given the opportunity, to share what they do, why they do it, and their feelings about the veterans they treat. And it's live radio, the best kind. We actually go inside the VA for my interviews, which allow our veterans and their caregivers to learn how to better use the medical, the benefits, and the cemetery system, the three major parts of the VA. This information impacts America's 22 million veterans and the other 100 million people that touched their lives. It has a special focus on paralyzed veterans, veterans suffering from PTSD, suicide prevention, and other groups of marginalized veterans such as the homeless and the underemployed. So who am I? I am a Vietnam era vet, one of the last 10,000 draftees in America, and the recipient of over 13 major surgeries, all performed by the VA. They have healed three unique forms of cancer, returned the complete use of my right arm. They've operated on my neck, four spinal surgeries, knees, shoulders, lungs, stomach, and ear. My nickname is the Bionic Vet. And if you were to meet me right now, you would never know that I've ever had even one operation. I know the inside of the VA medical system like few veterans ever. And I use it to coach our nation's veterans population from a first-person point of view. Navigating the medical, benefits, and cemetery portions of a veteran's entitlement, it's what the show is all about, and it's entertaining. My interview style uses a combination of Jonathan Winters with a quick wit close to Johnny Carson. I've been in broadcasting and business for over 30 years. Now, you think of the opportunity it provides syndicating partners. You are now a friend of vets. Sunday afternoon on your station becomes Must Listen to Radio. Great, huh? Each show is self-contained, has no dating to it, which, you know, it allows for reruns without sounding old or stale. The goodwill from everyone associated with all of the listeners points to your station. New revenue streams from vet-owned sponsorship of the local broadcast. Just one of the many benefits of airing the show. And, you know, just the goodwill of helping out the nation's veterans, but more importantly, the veterans in your area. The Veterans Voice has been on air in St. Louis for 18 months. Its delivery perfected, and it begins its national broadcasting in the third quarter. It has the capacity for both 1- and 2-hour broadcasts, with a third hour being added in January 2022. Sunday Afternoons in America will soon become Vet Time in America. And it's about time. Thank you from all of us veterans.